afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, and this is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more, would you? Live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny Chamber of Commerce Day, New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon. Her name is Heather Anderson with the CU Times. Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Jason. Thank you. Beautiful morning here in SoCal, too.
SoCal, SoTex, and we're going out to Florida with our guest today. The name of the show today, Wellness at Work. I tweeted this out earlier. I don't think we talk enough about this as an industry and just as workers, just as employees. I mean, I work from home, but man, I could do things so much differently sometimes. So we're going to talk to GT Financial's wellness manager, Chip Wright, after the break about, you know, Heather, here it is January. You know, I had all these great plans and, you know, last week of January. One of the things we – and I do an internal podcast for GT Financial. We had Chip on early in the year, kind of talk about, you know, people make those resolutions, and by the end of the month, the gyms are empty again. It's really more than about – yeah, it's more than about lifting weights. It's more than about running 5 miles. Chip does a great job talking about the behavior and finding a pattern and being comfortable. It's more than just – you know, working out. It's about feeling good about yourself, and it's going to be a really fun show because I don't think we talk about this enough, wellness.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I need help myself. You know, the beginning of this month, I was exercising, I was doing all sorts of stretches, and then last night I'm sitting on the sofa with a beer watching the K-State game on ESPN, you know, like nothing ever happened, so...
Well,
the truth of the matter is there are
a lot of people that listen to the show and think that we're, you know, drinking a beer during the show because it sounds so
it
bad.
Might help.
Yeah, it might help, actually. A little early here for that in the central time zone at 11:02.
Oh, it's never too early.
Come on.
Time
it's in that
zone,
lunch.
Please.
It's in that
from
lunch
there.
Area. Exactly. Chili's is open, right? Anyway, Chip is a really nice guy, and I mean very thoughtful about the whole package, you know, working out, nutrition, habits, good habits and things like that, and very non-judgmental, which is important when you're invested in kind of a – anyway, a couple things. Troy – I thought Troy was coming back this week. He is. But we are – big news, Heather. We are moving the show back to Friday at noon.
What?
Yes. We actually started doing this show as a Friday show. We were the – fifth show on the CU water cooler cavalcade of stars, if you will. We were the Friday show. But after we had some conversation about the Suze Orman and endorsements and stuff like that, whatever, we went back to being our own show. Then we moved to Wednesday. I don't remember why we moved to Wednesday. But anyway, Troy's a busy dude, chief operating officer out of South Carolina Federal. It's just easy. And honestly, Heather, Friday's a better day to do a show. I mean, people are in a better mood on Friday. I think it's a more fun day. My commitments in the morning on Friday are very, very different than they are here on Wednesday, which is Chapel Day in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. Hey, folks, today is one of those days when I wish you could hear the pre-show. You notice we're all kind of getting to know each other on the air, and then somebody brings up Kiss or Public Enemy, right? And the music starts flowing, and it was just like old home week. All of us, you know, Gen Xers on the phone here talking about music. You said something in the pre-show. It is. It's fun to do the show. It never, ever – I get nervous about it. But, Heather, it never feels like work to me.
No, it's so much fun. That's why I enjoy co-hosting with you and always jump at the opportunity when the schedule allows.
Well, I'm glad it does. Hey, the schedule today is about wellness at work. We're going to talk to GT Financial's wellness manager, Chip Wright. He's going to talk to us about the commitment GT Financial has made to the wellness of its workplace and provide some great tips on what we can all do to improve your corporate or your personal wellness goals. And we'll join Chip right after this.
We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
You can work out. We can work it out. live from Tampa, Florida. His name is Chip Wright. Hey, Chip, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It is. I obviously know you a little bit. Folks that listen to the show that don't work for GT Financial may not. So tell us about you and your career at GT Financial so far.
Well, I've been a trainer for a little over 11 years. I started out in a gym and then went independent. And Cinco de Mayo of 2014, I get a call. I'm sorry, a little bit before that, I got hired May 5th. But I got a call from the CEO president, Joe Brancucci, and he offered me a job here as a wellness manager. And I looked everything over, and I'm like, this can't be real. This is just too good to be true. This dust doesn't fall in. You know, it just fell in my lap. It was a blessing for me. And I started May 5th, and I've been here 9 months almost, and it's just been great. It is a great atmosphere. It is all about wellness. It's about family and staying healthy, because they know if the employer is healthy, the employer is going to do better. So
absolutely,
we're all about wellness.
Nice.
So how does that work? Okay, so you're at the headquarters.
Yes, ma'am.
How many employees are there?
So we have right around between 360 and 370 employers here.
Wow.
Employees.
And there's you have a lovely gym facility then at headquarters?
Yes, we have a great facility. We have cardio, we have free weights, we have machines. Whatever I go to Joe with, it has been like this in the past. If I go to him with something to say, look, I'd really like this for the gym, he's like, get it. I mean, he really wants what's best for our company. And just recently, we, you know, people are like, hey, get us a ping pong table. You know, they come to me because they know I can go to Joe. And I got us a ping pong table. And the good thing about that is we're getting people that normally don't come to the gym to come in. And we're having a tournament. We're in the middle of a tournament right now. We're going to give away, you know, a couple of gift cards. And
nice.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
That
so you're
awesome.
There full-time, or is this
I'm here full-time, yes.
Wow.
Yep,
so you're in the gym.
Yes.
And can people sign up for training sessions and coaching?
That was the main purpose for me to come here. I'm a personal trainer, and it would say, hey, we're going to save the employees money. Instead of going out and paying $50 an hour at LA Fitness or the YMCA or UFIT, we're going to supply a fitness trainer. And this guy is going to give half an hour to an hour sessions for everybody in the company if they want this. So I'm available for anybody who wants a fitness training all week long.
That's awesome.
And I do get that. I average about three a day. We're trying to pick that up more. But, yeah.
Well, let me ask you
this.
Let me ask you this, because that was I wanted to ask that. I'm going to do this like it's real, you know. Although I live here in Texas and I work with you, you know, online and stuff, and you're in Tampa.
Right.
If I were there and I came to you, my goal would be, hey, I'm 47, as we discussed in the pre-show. I'm in a pretty good starting position here. I mean, I'm not overweight. I'm pretty thin. Man, I've got some bad dietary habits. I will get the fried chicken after church on Sunday just as quickly as the next guy. I would like to increase the muscle mass in my arms and chest and maybe get some good cardio habits going. So if I came to you with that, tell us what the next step would be like. What would it be like?
Well, and that's exactly how it would happen, because everybody's different. Everybody's different. Their goals are going to be different. Their makeup is going to be different. And so I would sit down with you, and I would ask you those very the questions that you just gave the answers to. That's what I would go by. So for you, if you wanted to increase muscle mass, your first session is going to be like a litmus test for me. I don't know. Just because you say you can do this and you can do that,
right.
I have no clue. So I'm going to be pretty careful. So your first session with me is going to be very light, which means we're not going to do as much as we normally would do. So it's me kind of feeling you out, see how that goes. After that, then we're going to hit your goal. If you want to lift heavy, so for example, if you want to lift heavy and then you're going to get bigger. You know, if you want to get muscle mass, you should lift heavy.
Right.
And they go, you know, hand in hand. Mm. The cardio part is going to be something totally different. So we would do, you know, a session where I would put you on a treadmill. But me as a personal trainer, unless you really want that, especially my outside clients, I don't put them on a treadmill and then watch them for 30 minutes, because anybody can do that.
Right.
You know,
right.
And money is, you know, you earn your money, and I want them, you know, that's something that you can do on your own. Now, if you don't have access to that and you, because I've had clients say, hey, Chip, just walk with me for 5 miles, I'll pay you, because they won't do it on their own. I'll do that.
Right.
I will absolutely do that. But we would find a way, whether it's swimming, running, or lots of reps, you know, maybe some high cardio routines.
Well, I'm glad you're on the show because you already identified something I'm doing wrong. I do not use heavy weights. I don't have a bench press. I just have the free weights, the 225-pound free weights.
Right.
So that is – see, Heather, that's why we had him on the show.
Watch out. Don't let him fool you. Jason has mad self-discipline. He's a military guy, so watch out. He's going to be like rolling in like Schwarzenegger next time I see him.
I hope so.
No surprise.
I hope so. I'm working on it. Folks, we generally will post a picture of our guest and stuff like that, but if you get a chance, a lot of people listen to this show, and if you listen to it on your phone, you just see the Eloquent Online logo. But if you get a chance, go online. Even if you've already seen the show, you can mute it and just see the pictures. There's only two pictures of the gym, but it is a gorgeous facility, and I know it's about more than that, Chip, but it's a great place to start to show people that you've made a quality commitment to this. And that's what I love about this. Everyone is different, everyone's fitness goals are different, but what is the same is the commitment that the brand has made to wellness.
True. Very true. Yeah, I mean, Joe has created an environment here for us where everybody's going to be stressed at work, and this is his way of saying, hey, this is for you, and you can come in 24/7 also. So our gym does not have, you know, working hours. The gym is always open. So just because we're not open on Saturdays and Sundays, you have access to the gym here in the building. So he gives us all the tools for wellness here.
Wow, that doesn't sound like a cheap insurance. That sounds like a pretty significant investment.
Yeah.
It does. The investment doesn't stop at the gym equipment and the employee, you know. It's in keeping with a trend, and you really nailed it. You know, the acknowledgement that we're a goal-oriented organization, and it's stressful to work in that environment because we expect results. So here are these nice anemones, you know, to make it worth your time and your effort and to really capture that high quality employee. So it's great, you know, they're really on trend with that. But, you know, then there's the other side. Do the employees actually, are they encouraged to take the time to go to the gym? Like, what if I wanted to go and do some yoga stretches at like 2 p.m. when I usually start getting sleepy? But, you know, I'm expected to process those loan applications or whatever before the end of the day. How is that environment there?
Well,
process the loan applications. I can answer that one.
I'm glad you brought that up. That we try to make things fun here, and we have a ton of incentives. I mean, it's almost like we pay our employees to work out because we have so many contests, and we give away gift cards. We just gave away a cruise for two to a member between the holidays of Thanksgiving through the New Year's. If you didn't gain a pound, you were entered. It was called No Gain Maintain Contest. And so if you didn't gain a pound, you were entered into a contest. For every 5 pounds you lost, you could be entered again. And somebody won because they didn't gain any weight, and they get a cruise for two out of Tampa. So we have things usually every month that kind of entice them to come in. I mean, it's a win-win situation. Even if you don't win that prize or that gift card, you get healthier. So it's always a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, it's a very, very cool place. It's a very, very cool place. Yeah. And one of the things I want to ask you about, you talked about the ping pong tournament, which I think is awesome. But it's not just the internal gym. When I was there in November, you had this – I know you're changing it, but you had this beautiful walking trail outside the headquarters, and it was lined with crushed seashells. The track was crushed seashells. And as I was walking out to the tent that day for the event, again, and trust me, Chip, Heather, you know me. Mm-hmm. I'm not the guy that is going to create a Zen garden or do yoga or listen to transcendental meditative music. But as I was walking, I thought, again, it speaks to the commitment the organization has made. They want people to come out here and use this. And so it's not just inside lifting weights and doing ellipticals.
Right.
Like you said, it's everything. Getting out. And while, Heather, a person might have to process loans at 2 o'clock in that particular moment, they're encouraging people, instead of having a 15-minute meeting in one of our stuffy, you know, classrooms or one of our stuffy meeting rooms, take your tea, go take a walk. Go outside. Mm-hmm. It's Tampa.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
yeah.
It is a very, very, and that's why I said we're having Chip on, because I think it's something that other credit unions should emulate. You know, we talk about being
a
cooperative marketplace. But Chip, you guys have really a beautiful facility combined with, I think more importantly, the commitment to encourage people to use these things.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. And they have. I mean, GT has done that. I mean, not only do we have a nice walking path, they have a nice paved half-court basketball for the employees. Mm-hmm. We do softball. We do. I mean, if they ask, we usually do it. You know, unless it's ridiculous. But if somebody comes to me and says, "Hey," and that's what happened. That, "Hey, we want a ping pong table. Can you get us a ping pong table?" And I said, "Let me ask Joe." And Joe's like, "Do it." I mean, which is nice.
You know, who plays a competitive softball game? You know what organization also plays softball? The NCUA.
Ooh.
They have a very competitive softball game each year.
We need to have a showdown, like a World Series between GTE Financial, the Rebels of the Credit Union Marketplace, against the NCUA, like a World Series of softball. Hey, folks, we're visiting with Chip Wright. He's the wellness manager at GTE Financial. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask him, people that are listening to the show that may not have access to all of these things, people like me, we have a lot of people that are consultants, stuff like that, listen to the show. What are some things that we can do? I told you, he just identified something that I've been doing wrong when it comes to building arms and stuff like that. So when we get from the break, I'm going to ask him this, and we'll be right back. Another suburban family morning. For me, Chip, that meant an extra hour because it was ortho day today for my son. My wife left early for a trip up in Austin. I had the house to myself, access to the treadmill, and I watched an episode of something on Netflix. Okay, people like me, right? Sipping my coffee, enjoying the peace and quiet of my suburban home here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. All right. What can I do differently? Is it about nutrition? Is it about – I do have a treadmill in the garage. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, we moved it out for Christmas, and I have not moved it back, sadly. And here it is, the 28th of January. What would be your advice? And I know everybody's different, but for people that are at home, what are some things they can do to kind of stay in shape?
Well, nutrition is big. I mean, what we put in our mouth is going to go 70% because – you sit there and eat a Whopper, that's 2,000 calories. How long does it take to burn off 2,000 calories? It takes a while. By not eating that's minus 2,000. So what we put in our mouth is big. At home, there's a lot of things you can do. You do not need a gym to stay in shape. Walking, for instance, is great. Now, walking can only do but so much, especially if you're in your earlier ages and depending on your weight. But jumping jacks are great. I know this is something that we look at that we did as kids. But you'd use your whole body with a jumping jack, your core, your upper
jumping
body,
jack.
Your lower leg.
Wait,
jumping
before,
jack.
Before you say anything, I know, Heather, I had the same reaction. We had Chip on. Was it last week, Chip? We had you on the GT podcast.
Yes.
And he told me this. And I know Heather, in my mind, we kind of work alike because I had the same reaction. But Heather, they had a contest. They had a contest where a guy came in and did 2,500 jumping jacks in a row. It took 37 minutes.
Yeah.
And then another employee came in and did what, 2,501?
Yes, because he beat him. He wanted that $50 gift card.
I have been doing jumping jacks in the morning. I am pleased to report to you, I can get over 100, but I am nowhere near 2,500 before I have to stop.
And 100
lay down
is
on
good.
The ground.
You do 100 in a row is good. Yeah.
Do you do them like do you do them like Richard Simmons full on style, or do you do like the cool jock just kind of part way?
I do
up?
Them like airborne infantry soldiers did them.
Yeah. That's how I do the regular jumping jack. Yeah, just open and close your arms, open your body up. But you don't realize when you're a kid, you have an endless amount of energy. You're climbing trees all day and running around. Nothing gets you tired. As an adult, when you go back to doing things that you did as a kid, you're like, wow. You know, we took for granted this youth we used to have. Jumping jacks is just a reminder that, hey, I'm a little bit older, but they get the heart rate up, and it's an overall body workout. And we get really good results with it. Push-ups, another good exercise you can do. Push-ups work on shoulders, triceps, a little bit of bicep, and across your entire chest. And they're safe. So, if you can't do – if you're trying to do 20 and you only do 19 –
Will they build your chest up the way a bench press does, though?
Well, I'll tell you. In December 2012, I did 20,000 push-ups for cancer, and my bench went up 60 pounds. I could barely bench 300. And I benched 365 after that month, and I never touched a weight.
I did 30 yesterday, Chip, and I wanted to do 100.
Good.
This is what I'm talking about. I swear to you, I'm trying. I'm trying so very, very hard. I know Heather's got the last question on all this, but one last thing really, really quickly. Is there any advantage to doing the push-ups with some kind of bar in your hands, or just good old-fashioned army push-ups on the floor the way to go?
Well, there's a difference. The people who use, let's say, something that they grip, it allows you to go down deeper, which it's a little bit more difficult, and it's going to be a little bit more pressure on your shoulder. So both, neither one is wrong. Regular army push-up is great. You know, you go down about a fist length or an apple length from the floor, you come back up. But people will use the handles, and it allows them to go down, you know, another 2 or 3 inches more because you're up higher. It is a little bit harder. So some of these, you know, guys that are doing these Tough Mudder contests, they want the extreme, so they buy the hardest thing to do a push-up with. But both are great. Yeah, neither one is wrong.
Fascinating.
So here's a question. Earlier this month, I switched to a standing desk.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
But I haven't seen a whole bunch of difference. I can stand all day now. I guess I should say that. But I haven't like lost any weight or anything. And frankly, it's kind of frustrating. But what was interesting is you said that nutrition is what 70% of the battle, right? So
as far as weight loss,
I need to focus more on my food. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, when you're standing, though, you have to remember when you're standing, you're not really getting your heart rate up as much, but you're not sedentary either, because you tend to move more when you stand. You're going to move your feet a little bit more.
Yeah.
So other things may change that you're not going to see on the outside. Your blood pressure might go 2 or 3 points less just because you're standing. Your cholesterol might drop. Little itty-bitty things will change because now you're standing. It's going to be better on your back. It's going to be better on your hips.
I feel
because
that.
You're, especially lower back, because you're standing and you're not sitting. Not exercising versus people who are sedentary. People who are sedentary, it's worse. So the fact that you're standing now is great. Yeah. We have two people. We have one of the VPs here, a senior VP that does that. He stands.
Yeah, I've had a bad back since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that in the morning when I wake up, my back doesn't hurt at all. My feet hurt, but my abs hurt. Should I be standing on something, you know, like should I be wearing proper shoes?
I'll admit, if you're still hurting, yeah, I mean, if your feet hurt, obviously, get a cushion or, you know, Dr. Scholl's. I wear Asics.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Nike and Asics.
Sexy.
But Asics are... they're just more comfortable for me, whether I'm running or light jog or playing basketball, tennis. I've always worn Asics. But, definitely be very comfortable, especially if you're at work. You're there, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. Wear what's comfortable.
I wish. Yeah.
She works from home. She's probably pulling more of a 10 to 12-hour kind of. Hey, listen, Chip, I promised people, I promised folks that you had a very non-judgmental demeanor about you. You encouraged things about wellness and talked honestly. I wish these, again, days when I wish we had an hour-long show. Yeah. I will definitely have to have you back. If folks, obviously, I know you have a full-time gig there at GTE, but if other credit unions wanted to reach out and just kind of get some ideas from you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can email me at chip.wright@gtefinancial.org.
Can you spell that?
Sure.
Your name, please?
Sure. C-H-I-P dot W-R-I-G-H-T at GTE Financial. .org. Yeah.
.org.
Or they can call me directly. You know, I could give my cell phone out. I have no problem with that. I encourage even other trainers, people who are in the business.
Yep.
I've had people, you know, contact me 20, 22 years old that just become fitness trainers, and they don't know the yeses and nos of training. And I mentor them or tutor them to say, hey, this is how you do this. This is what you do with a client. This is what you don't do with a client. So anytime I can help somebody out, I will
awesome.
Do that.
Awesome. Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you joining us. Informative, like I said, my head is spinning. You've already given me some useful bromides I'm going to apply right away. I think the thing that stuck with me is what you said about diet, because you're absolutely mm-hmm. – and that's something I have total control over working
yeah.
from home. So, listen, his name is Chip Wright. He is the wellness manager at a GT Financial. You've just been an absolute stone-cold gentleman. Thank you very, very
Thank
kindly,
you.
Chip.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chip.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Heather, first thoughts.
That was awesome. I mean, what GTE Financial has done for their employees just sounds so cool. And it sounds to me like, you know, this credit union has been a leader for a while, and they're continuing with that philosophy.
They are celebrating 80 years this year. I, because of the work I do, have been to a lot of great credit unions. Don't make no doubt about it. But it is a very unique and different place. And we've all been where you go someplace and you kind of get a weird vibe. I remember I did an all-employee meeting
mm-hmm.
up in Nebraska one year. I was on Veterans Day or Martin Luther King Day where the credit union shuts down. And it was held at like the VFW. And when I walked in that morning, nobody was talking. Nobody was smiling. You could tell everybody hated being there on a federal holiday. And it was just a bad vibe. It was just not fun. When you go to GTE Financial, it is – I say they're like the Southwest Airlines of credit unions. They are
– Yeah, perfect.
It's a fun place to work, but they take care of their business. That's why I was jokingly saying, if you want to go do yoga at 2 o'clock and you've got a loan application to process, easy answer. The CEO will say, process the loan application, get it done right, then go out, go do your yoga. And everyone gets that there.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a very, very – very, very unique place. So any advice that you think you might try to employ right away?
Well, I think I should probably stop rolling through In-N-Out Burger for lunch. That's a good start. It's right down the street. It's so
I
close,
wish
you know?
We had. We
Still
do not have
do.
In-N-Out Burger here. We don't
no,
have
No, it's special.
Hey, listen, we got a minute 23 left. You're listening live. You will lose the feed at the bottom of the hour. We might go just a second into bonus time. But this might be 3 years ago. I started going to Whataburger, which is a very popular burger place
I
here.
I know that.
For lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm telling myself, hey, you're not getting a soda. You're not getting French fries. You're simply getting a quarter pounder with everything on it with cheese. Okay? How bad can that be? And I did it for 2 or 3 days in a row, and then it hit me that – this is a really bad way to start the year. And so I have not been back to that.
So you were not convinced that by having the pickle and the onion and
no,
the lettuce
it made
and the
it
tomato
vegetables.
That it was
yeah, kind of like a salad.
Yes.
A salad with some ground beef. Listen, folks,
yes.
this is a show you want to share. We all, I know as a 47-year-old, I made that, I you know, told you what kind of jumping jacks do I do? I do the kind I did back when I was in the best shape of my life. I love the fact that you're standing. I actually, in the pre-show, you heard me talking to Chip about this in the pre-show, was going to try to do this show standing up. But because I have to fire the effects on the desktop and had to mount the microphone, and when you move the microphone, it makes a lot of noise. But I've been doing jumping jacks in the morning. Oh, man. Hey, folks, we're 3 seconds into bonus time. Heather, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know, again, it was on short notice. And,
no
I hope you had
Anytime.
I hope you had fun, because I did.
I sure did. I did and learned something, too.
I did, too. Hey, folks, I'm going to go to In-N-Out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go to In-N-Out Burger. But I'm going to go have lunch now. It is, well, not lunch, but I'm going to think about something for lunch, but it's not going to be a burger and fries. Her name is Heather Anderson with the Credit Union Times, joining us from beautiful Southern California. She has
West
been
Coast.
Our co-host extraordinaire, West Coast, since the year started. Heather, again, thank you so very, very much.
You got it, Jason, anytime.
Everybody else, will talk to you next week. Bye.
That's all, folks.